The mayor of Buffalo has no direct control over the city's public schools. That authority rests with the Board of Education and the superintendent they hire. But that doesn't mean the mayor doesn't matter when it comes to education. The city's chief executive has the power of both the purse and the bully pulpit. The mayor's involvement is that much more important in a district like Buffalo's. Only about a third of students have satisfactory attendance records, and even fewer score at proficient levels on reading, writing, and math tests. But Byron Brown, who wouldn't talk to Investigative Post for this story, has been largely hands-off during his 15 years as mayor.
The positive thing was he was not involved. The negative thing was he was not involved.
That's James Sampson, a former school board member who served as president 5 years ago.
Having been more engaged around the really tough issues facing kids in the district would have been helpful.
The city is required to help fund the school district, although the state provides the lion's share of assistance. Brown and the Common Council have effectively frozen aid. Funding to the district has increased by only $500,000 since Brown took office, and now stands at $70.8 million a year. That leaves Buffalo covering 7% of the district's expenses. That's lower than in Rochester and Syracuse, and a whole lot lower than local suburban districts. For example, taxpayers in the Williamsville School District provide their schools with 2/3 of its revenue. How much would Buffalo school aid have increased if it just kept pace with inflation since Brown took office? $25 million. Brown has instead earmarked city funds in other ways. Money to say yes to help cover a portion of the cost of providing family support services, assignment of police to school buildings, paying high school students to study. But that spending doesn't amount to much, about $2.3 million this year. Still, some credit Brown for his approach, including Sam Radford, co-chair of We the Parents.
Mayor has actually been politically very smart in terms of how he's got money to the Buffalo Public School District.
India Walton, who Brown faces in the November 2nd election, wants to increase city funding by $20 million over the next 4 years. She'd pay for it with sales tax revenue and money presently earmarked for the police department. She told Investigative Post the mayor needs to be more involved in education than Brown has.
Mayor of Buffalo is the most influential position in the city, and it's not been used to its fullest capacity to be able to set the culture that prioritizes education for our children.
Some say the district doesn't lack for money. Rather, it's a lack of effectiveness and accountability in how that money is spent. Neither candidate is addressing that issue head on. Regardless of who's elected in November, Radford, the parent leader, said the mayor needs to be involved in the schools.
I think I would like to see the mayor, use the bully pulpit of the mayor to talk about the fact that we have a 75% of our children who don't read on grade level, 80% don't do math on grade level, and, 75% of them don't graduate college and career ready, and that's not acceptable for the city of Buffalo.
For WBFO News, I'm Lane Dowdle with Investigative Post.